What do you call cornbread cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake. And I've eaten many one.
Is it good?
You delicious.
What do you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon?
That's my mush I was talking about.
What do you call bread and loaves made of white flour?
Well, I like bread.
What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big, has a hole in the middle,
what?
Made of baking powder?
Well, I've got a hole in it like a hard donut.
What do you call a similar pastry, also with a hole in the middle, made with yeast?
That wouldn't be another donut, would it?
It might be, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be made with yeast. I think I've had some recipes that call for yeast in making them. But I never cook them because we don't eat them.
What do you call round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked up on a greased skillet?
Pancakes. Aren't they delicious?
What do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Middling.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
What is it? Pressed meat? We used to call it pressed meat. I think now they call it
pressed meat.
Head cheese or something like that.
Head cheese. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
What's the seed?
Seed?
Pit? Would you say pit or seed?
Either one. Which would you say?
Oh, I say seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a clingstone.
What about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
It's a clear seed.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? Let me see. Frankly, I don't know any. Those are snap beans.
Mm-hmm. What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, let's see. You can get pinto beans. They have to be shelled. You can get black-eyed peas. They have to be shelled. And I don't know anymore.
Okay.
That may not be right.
Doesn't matter. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Salad.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground? A little bitty animal. About that big.
It wouldn't call it though. It's not a mink.
No, it's a little friendly animal like a squirrel.
Round squirrel?
Yeah, round squirrel. You ever call chipmunks?
Well, I think what we should become here is round squirrels.
What's a little animal that's black with white stripes down its back and smells awful?
That's a polecat.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big, it hops around on the ground?
Toad frog. If they wet on you, you have water.
Right. What do you call a smaller kind of the same creature that makes a chirping noise?
That's a rain frog.
Rain frog?
They make chirping noise. It's the same as rain frog.
What do you call ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Ordinary worms. There's a Catawba worm.